Hi, Colton. It's Tina again.
Hi,
Local
Tina.
Splash. Hi. Yeah, since your mailbox is full, I always tell people when it's full because you're paying money for advertising, right, to get your phone ringing with new clients. So if it's a potential client and they hear that, they might move on to the next guy. You know what I mean? So I always tell people when I hear that about it because I know when my mailbox gets full, I don't know that it's full unless someone tells me.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Is there a way to save messages without deleting them out of your email, or just the good old fashioned?
I think. What I usually do is I usually just delete them one by one. But you can check. What I did for someone recently is they didn't know how to clear their mailbox. So I asked them what kind of phone they had, you know, and I looked it up for their phone, and I sent them, like, a little YouTube tutorial. So you could always go to, you know, either Google or YouTube and just put, you know, how do I, you know, clean out my mailbox on my whatever iPhone or on my Android, but yet save certain messages, and it will tell you how to do it.
Yeah, I guess because I just have questions that, you know, I want the number for, but don't have the money for it right now, so.
Okay.
I guess I'll probably just have to write it down. Something. But, yeah, thank you for the heads up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't mind helping in that aspect. So, Colton, do you need a little bit more time for the 149, or is there another card that you could use?
Yeah, I guess I have another card.
Okay. So is it still the same billing address on 3rd Avenue Northeast?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
(1) 4147 06 00 16 614851.
Okay, expiration?
0526.
And then the code on the back?
929, I'm pretty sure.
929, yeah, they get rubbed off. It's amazing. Okay, so let me try to get your authorization, and then you'll be good to go. And then I'm going to have
what's the authorization?
For 100 and...
Yeah, is that for this month then, or...?
That's for the past due payment from June 16th. And then just to recap on what we talked about earlier is I'm going to push the next one out till August 1st. So I just got the green light on that payment. So you're paid in full right now until August 1st with that extra 2 weeks for free, okay? And
yeah.
Then I'm going to have customer support reach out to you later today or, you know, hopefully not tomorrow, but it could be within one business day to help you get us added as a manager to the Facebook and to the Google. In the meantime, I'm going to let that Facebook department know that once they see that you've added us, to reinstate the budget in the ads that wasn't used. And then next month, if you want to re-add the Facebook, you can just let us know at that time, okay?
Yeah. And then,
okay.
And then you guys are going to get my website, or should I call that company?
I'm going to build another site in the meantime just to be safe because I don't know who they are or how long it's going to take them to build the site or if they're going to charge you a bunch of money if you walk away from them and try to keep their site. And I think based on what you told me, Colton, you've already spent enough money on this. You've been with a lot of different companies. You keep, you know, paying more. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I'm gonna put you one in there for you in the meantime. That will be up and running within 1 to 3 business days. And then let's get that ball rolling at least. And then, you know, if you find the other site and you want to use that in the future, no problem. You can call me. Any revisions are free of charge. We could always remove the site that we build and put the other site on there, but I just don't want them to end up charging you a bunch of money. If they say, oh, there's a $597 buyout or something to keep the site, just tell them, no, thank you, I don't need it, you know, and just cancel and we'll put a new one up.
Well, yeah, that's basically what it is I got 2 months to cancel my prescription with them. Otherwise, you know, it's a year-long prescription. And that's what I asked them. I said, well, what if I don't like the service? Then what do I got to do? I buy myself out. It's like 20%.
I think what you could do is you could probably dispute it with your bank. If they don't let you cancel, you could dispute it with your bank because you could tell them that they told you that they were going to fix all these problems, but they can't because they don't have access to it. You know, tell them there's another company already working, so they can't really do anything for you. They can build you a site, but other than that, they can't really do anything else, you know. So I think that first plan of action is contact them and try to cancel it. And then if that doesn't work, just let your bank know. You can let your bank know to stop future billings from that company and still keep your card open. I never knew you could do that, but that happened to me with my son and Microsoft. He put my credit card number in for some type of promotion for an Xbox Gold membership, and next minute they started billing me monthly. And when I tried to call them, I don't know what it was with Microsoft, but I couldn't get through. I was on hold and hitting voice prompts. I couldn't get anyone, so I finally called my bank. And they said, don't worry, we'll block Microsoft. They can't take any more payments from you. So it worked out really good because I could keep my card open, but I didn't have to worry about that reoccurring charge anymore, you know?
Yeah. Did it cost you anything?
No, it didn't cost me. And you know what? Microsoft never even followed up with me because I thought, oh, I'll probably get a nasty call or a nasty letter eventually saying, oh, you know, we can't collect this money, but they never even contacted me either. I mean, they knew, obviously, that I was trying to cancel it and I couldn't get through. So, yeah. So, yeah, you could always just block the future transactions through your bank if they're not being, you know, if they're not being cooperative with you.
So what's the deal? I know I paid for this extra phone number thing. How does that work?
Call tracking?
Because I'd like my number, you know, my normal number.
Okay, so we can take the call tracking off. You don't have to have it on there. So what we have now is a number of 507-877-0195, and when people call it, it will forward over to your phone number, but it's only an option. You don't have to have it. Some people want their own phone numbers promoted outright.
Right. I guess my only thing is my, you know, my letter or my cards all say my number and then whatnot. There's no way of using that and my personal number that I have.
So let's just take it off then, and we'll just use the 507-259-9107. Does that sound better?
Yeah, but will I not get that? Like, I just tried calling it, and it says, oh, are you an existing customer or...
Yes, that's the benefit to it, Colton. It has a press 1 or a press 2 greeting on it. So you know how some companies will get a lot of spam calls, and a lot of them are computer generated. So we put a press 1, press 2 greeting. You know, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're existing, press 2. Both options will ring to you. But if it's a spam call, those will fall off because they're computer generated and there's not a person on the other line. So you're only getting connected when it's an actual live person.
I just, and there's no way of doing that with my number.
No, you can't. No, you can't use a call tracking from your number to forward to your number. It has to be a different number. So, I mean, we can't put a call tracking press one, press two greeting on your number, but what we could do is promote your number outright, and then when you answer it, it's just like answering any call that you get, you know?
Yeah, I guess the problem is next time I don't answer calls because they're freaking bullcrap. Because I have caller ID, and it says, you know, it says potential spammer, you know, if it's a name of somebody, I will answer. You know, if it's a local number, it just says their name. Well, I guess I don't know. It just sucks because I paid for that too. I think it was only $20 or something.
I think what you should do is maybe leave it on there and try it, because I like the feature. You know what my favorite part of the feature is that it will record the calls coming in for quality assurance and store it on your dashboard. So let's say that somebody calls you in and they say, hey, can you come, you know, fix whatever in my house today, and my address is 123 Main Street, and you talk to them for a few minutes and then you get off the phone. You might say, oh, shoot, I think I wrote their address down wrong. What did they say? You could go back into your dashboard, and you can actually listen to the call. So I think it's a huge benefit. If I were you, I would keep it on there. But if you want to take it off, I absolutely can. You having your own number on your business cards and whatnot, that won't affect the tracking number in any way, shape, or form, because people will still be calling you directly through your own number, right? So it's also a way for you to know that you're getting more bang for your buck and that this program's actually working. When you see local leads listings, the calls coming in through there, you'll know it's as a result of this campaign and your Facebook ads.
I guess I was like, leave it on Google, but like all my reels and videos I do, I put my personal number in it.
Oh, good for you. Okay. So then I'll let them know to
and
leave
I
it
have
on.
A and I have a couple videos that have over 500 views. Not that many likes, but views. So I guess leave it on Google, and then what? Am I going to be hearing
how
something
long,
this
how
week?
How long is your video? How long? If you have one that's, you know, not like 10 minutes or something, if it's a short clip, you can send it over to me and we can also put it up on your website.
Yeah, I guess what you guys do, like before and after, because I kind of started going before and after, like in journey videos, because they're just 30-second reels or
a minute
reels.
Okay, so I'm going to send you a text right now, but this is so easy you can remember it. The email is photos@localsplash.com. So if you have a couple of those short videos that you want on your page, you can send that over and we'll put it up. I already sent that technician a note that I want them to include the site for you. So what I'm doing right now is I'm putting in the notes a link to your Facebook page and a link to your Google page that actually has the pictures on it, and I'm telling them to use the pictures from those pages for your actual website, okay?
Yeah, besides the child, like I got a screenshot of my child support payment.
Oh, that's cute.
I need to take that down. I don't know how that got in there, but...
You know what? Sometimes that's endearing to a potential client to know that you're a family guy. You know, we have the same thing. I have some people that work here that when they call out to a client, they feel like, oh, it's a business call and I have to be so professional. But I'm sure you guys would rather, you know, have a real person on the other end that can interact with you. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I'll let them know specifically that as far as duplicating pictures that, you know, you didn't want the one with your daughter up on the site.
Yeah, there's a couple where it's clearly, I guess, her painting, I guess. But
cute. Yeah. Okay.
I guess
I love that.
When I call, it says I don't have, they don't recognize my phone number or something. Am I supposed to be typing in something?
It could
when
be.
I call
just
you guys.
It could be just because the payment hadn't gone through and the account was in suspension. That might be rectified now that we got the payment. But remember, if you ever want to call in and you're having trouble through customer support, you can always call me directly at 777. So if you put in that 777, it'll ring to my desk. And I always answer my phone calls live. The only time I don't is if I'm in a meeting or I'm on the other line, but at least I would see that you called and I'd call you right back. And then keep in mind, Colton, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming or anything like that. But if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm actually sending over that that client needs contact regarding adding us to the listings. So someone will be reaching out to you, you know, hopefully today, if not no later than tomorrow, okay?
All right.
Oh, no problem. I enjoyed talking to you. You're a really neat guy, and it sounds like you're getting everything together the way it should be, so that's awesome. So have a really, really great rest of your week, and then someone will be reaching out to you soon, okay?
All right, perfect.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Yep, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.